Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And I believe we're going to be heading up northeast. We're going to, or I should say midwest, northeast. And we're going to be talking with Tahi Nomain, the standout running back from Bemidji State. And I believe that's in Minnesota. I know we've had a couple kids on from that school. I know we talked to a tight end down at the Texas First Nation game for the same school. But with that said, Tahi, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time as a collegiate running back's kind of come and gone, and now you're focusing on getting yourself into the National Football League?
Yeah, actually, I have one more year left. I'm a junior this year, so
oh.
I'm going to yeah.
And what's it like? No, I thought you were going through the process now. So what's it like? You got one more year left. I mean, kind of talk about your own personal expectations. I mean, this year you played all 12 games. You obviously had some season highs. So what's the mindset as you kind of build towards the next level? And I guess building yourself up.
Just keep going. I have some stuff that I need to work on as well, as far as pass blocking and pass catching. So, yeah, just improve on that and hopefully help my team to victory, you know?
Definitely. And for you, I'm curious, you know, in terms of, you know, I know you, I think, you know, you're not, it's not like you're catching a ton of balls out of the backfield. And I don't see a lot of you guys, you know, I'm just going to see highlights or whatnot. So, I mean, offensively, I mean, obviously, you know, what do the coaches ask you? I mean, kind of what's the mindset when you're, you know, in the game? And then, you know, how do you kind of, I guess, start to kind of get noticed, you know, kind of being a threat out of the backfield if the coaches don't run that option?
Offensively, what my coaches expect to me is to go in there and play physical, you know. I like to say I'm not more of a power back, but I tend to use my strength and my size all the time. So play physical, make the first guy miss, my coach always says. and then help move the chains and help the offense keep going.
Nice. And for you, I'm curious. I mean, you know, we're, you know, a lot of smaller school kids don't have ideal size, and your measurables really kind of seem ideal to kind of fit the mold to get noticed by the next level. How did you kind of get, I guess, lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? I mean, because usually guys, maybe you grew into the, you know, the guy that we're talking to today, but usually guys your size, usually, you know, they kind of want to pluck you and put you to, you know, a major D1 program.
It all goes back to high school. I only played once a year varsity football because of transfer rules and all this and that. So I didn't really get a chance to showcase my talent in high school, and I'm very grateful for Bemidji State because they gave me an opportunity to come here and play right away and showcase my talent. So
definitely, and the rest is history. Once again, Tahi Nomain here on the C2P. We're talking a little bit about what this young man brings to the table. And I apologize at the top of the show, you folks out there listening. We're so caught up in draft stuff that sometimes we do lose track of who's going back and who's coming on. I think last year we had Richie James, we had Aaron Cooper. We have a lot of guys going through the process of you know, their final years. For you, I mean, knowing that you're heading into your final season next year, I mean, kind of, do you think you're going to kind of delve into this spring a little bit differently, knowing that there's kind of so much team-oriented, but also on a personal level where you need to kind of maximize everything you need to do to get as much as, you know, attention as you can?
Yeah, this spring I'm going to try my hardest to produce, you know. We have a lot of backs, and I am the starter. So it's just going out there, setting the tone, being a leader on and off the field, and maximizing all my opportunities. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm curious. Once, you know, kind of talk about what type of running back you are. I mean, you know, what, you know, if you're in the film room with some coaches, they're breaking you down. I mean, what are they going to love about your skill set as a back?
I would say my physicalness. is one key tool I bring to the game. I would also say my pass blocking as well. And I don't know, the type of runner I am, I don't rely on my jukes and cuts, but I can still get shifty when I need to, but I can also lay the boom down when necessary. So I would consider myself more of a balanced back, to say.
Well, definitely. And you talked about, the kind of the three-headed monster that you guys bring to the table. And in terms of looking at the backfield, you and, Jordan and Gina, you guys, I think all over 100 carries, all within 50 carries of each other. What's it like? Cause, one of the biggest, cliches for running back is you need to kind of get those running, those carries to kind of build up momentum. Obviously from an else, you have to be unselfish, I think, to be on your team and into that backfield. So, obviously, you got to be ready when your name's called, and we know that. But, what's it like just knowing that you aren't going to be the bell cow every game and you kind of got to split those carries?
Like you said, it's a sacrifice for the team. I just think about it like this. When my number's called, I go out there and do my best to help the team win. And we have a pretty dynamic running back group as well as quarterback. Jordan can beat you, and Arizona is at the street, so. We have him as an option, and then it's me, Michael Washington, Jenna Adams. He was a senior this year, so he won't be here. So it's me, Michael Washington, and then I believe we picked up a JUCO running back as well. So I'm looking forward to working with those guys again and seeing what we can do.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tahi Nomain here on the C2P, and we're talking a little Bemidji football, Bemidji State Athletics, kind enough to join us here and as we talk about what this final year brings to him. For you, I cannot believe we're almost out of time. These shows go so fast. For you, looking forward to this next level, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that, you kind of want to compare yourself to? And we're not saying you're as good as this guy or that guy, but we're just saying in terms of just comparison.
Adrian Peterson, I get a lot. But looking-wise, people tell me I look like Herschel Walker all the time. So,
dude, I'm staring at your picture right now, and right when you said it, I could totally see Herschel Walker in your face. Right when you said it, I'm like, he really does look like Herschel Walker. Wow. Man, I'm gonna have to change your picture that we were going to put on Twitter. I'm going to have to say that the Herschel Walker lookalike from the small school. That's going to be the Twitter feed as we move forward with this thing. And I do see different heights and weights for you. So sometimes what is your height weight right now?
Right now, I am currently 5'11", 217 pounds.
Yeah, dude, that's the ideal weight, man. If you go back, that's it. That's the ticket, And that your normal playing weight?
Yep. It depends. I tend to lose like 2 or 3 pounds throughout the season, So,
yeah,
but generally I'm around.
Yeah. Nice. Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I'm so glad we got to connect, and now we can kind of start following you as you make your journey through your final senior season and kind of just keep everybody – and we're already on top of you, so we can really start getting a nice momentum boost going into your final year at Bemidji State. But, Tahi, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. I know you were running home to get on the show quick, and you were patient enough to get us things, get it organized for you so we could, get the show going. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tahi Nomain, Bemidji State standout running back, and he kind of really sheds some light on some of the things. That playing in that backfield, you immediately have to have an unselfish attitude, and I think that's one of the biggest things for running backs because – no other position where, you know, they just talk. You really want to get a sense of what the defense is doing. You want to get a feel for your holes and your lanes and kind of where you can take the football. And having that patience, I think, is one of those things that really kind of just sets a lot of guys apart when you kind of learn that at the collegiate level. And for Tahi, obviously, he's learning that early. And again, folks, we've been doing this a long time, and I'm not saying this kid's going to be the first pick of the draft. We're not getting goofy on things. But all I'm telling you is at the end of the day, when you have size, that really goes a long way. 5'11", 217, those are really solid numbers. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are going to be in this draft that wish they had that size. And obviously, he just has to capitalize on. He mentioned some of the things he does well, obviously. And I like how he said he likes lowering the boom if he has to. And he can also get a little shifty, need be. And that's what you need, a little swivel in those steps. Once again, I am your show host, Bomar Sean, and we appreciate Tahi Nomin joining us from Bemidji State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a call.